I'm Richard Hake with Life After Sandy, WNYC's series on the recovery and rebuilding after the storm. We've been regularly checking back on some of the people and places that are affected. On the Rockaway Peninsula, there was catastrophic damage in some sections, and this includes its iconic 5-mile boardwalk. Work is underway around the clock to get it ready for the upcoming beach season. City officials are hoping that will be by Memorial Day. WNYC's Stephen Nesson takes us back to Rockaway Beach Boulevard to see how residents and business owners are getting ready for the millions who flock to New York City's beach along the Atlantic Ocean.
When I met Eddie Spann 5 days after Sandy, he was pushing his son and niece down the street in a shopping cart. Sand whipped through the debris-strewn streets.
Tell me, what's the situation? What's going on?
Oh, it's rough out here, to be honest with you, man. It's bad.
The black floodwaters from the ocean and Jamaica Bay had conspired to destroy the Rockaway Peninsula, and many residents were caught off guard.
We know things are going to get better, but right now, all I can tell you is it's bad. And at nighttime here, it's worse than being in the Vietnam jungle, where I was back in 69. You know, it makes me think about this, you know. You have to survive here,
yeah.
And if you're not strong, you won't.
Spann was in a hurry to stock up on drinking water and food before the sun went down and the neighborhood went pitch black and silent. Silence is now a luxury in the Rockaways. At 116th Street, once the last stop when the A train still ran in this area, work crews are furiously assembling the wire skeleton of what will soon be a concrete boardwalk. A few people stroll what is now a much diminished beachfront. Sandy swept 1.5 million cubic yards of sand off Rockaway Beach. But the Parks Department is moving ahead to open the beach, and pilings that will support new comfort stations and lifeguard towers jut out of the ground like ancient ruins. With a Memorial Day deadline, workers are racing to finish the boardwalk, as if the future of the Rockaways depends on it. Some say it does.
It's the hub of all the communities here in Rockaway. It brings Bell Harbor to Far Rockaway. It joins four communities together, and it's a much-needed boardwalk in this community.
57-year-old Mary Beth O'Neill has lived in the Rockaway since she was in her early 20s. Walking down Rockaway Beach Boulevard, past a section that burned to the ground during Sandy, where much of the rubble still remains, she says the summer transforms this place, and she hopes the large crowds of recent years come back again.
It was wonderful to take a walk up on the boardwalk and see it come to life like that. Rockaway's been depressed for many years, and the hipsters brought life back in. After the hurricane, I'm hoping they're back.
If Andrew Field has anything to say about it, they will be.
As soon as the sun comes out, the neighbors are driving by, and we've been painting the floor. Yeah, everybody just stops by and pokes their head in and wants to know, like, what's the deal? What's the deal?
The 30-year-old's ramshackle taco shop down on 95th Street has become as big a draw as the beach. And everyone wants to know, will Rockaway Taco be back? He's pushing to open this Friday, May 3rd.
You know, I think for us it's like summer camp, so everybody's stoked to get back to summer.
On 108th Street, Thomas Healy owns maybe the only Irish pub with a surfboard on the wall. And he's probably never used the word stoked either.
What's up, Tom?
How are you doing?
Healy's Bar and Grill has been open for nearly 50 years. But Healy is not optimistic.
Beach changed. The neighborhood changed. A lot of people left and haven't come back yet.
Healy's was a hub for information after Sandy. Running on a generator, it was a place to watch TV, get a pint, and find a friend to help remove debris from your home. But many houses there are beach rentals.
And the beach is pretty much shut, so we don't know if we're going to have a summer crowd or not. As you can see here, there's nobody here. And it's tough making ends meet. That's it.
And the A train, the main line of transportation to the Rockaways, is still not running. To fully restore what was lost in the storm and build a protective seawall in Jamaica Bay will cost $650 million. The MTA says it's aiming to have trains running again by the end of June. Until then, the regular buses are a long, slow ride to the beach.
I'm thinking maybe he would like something more like that.
At Rockaway Beach Surf Shop, one customer pokes around looking for a pair of flip-flops. The owner, 59-year-old Johanna Senna, a former surfer herself, says one of the biggest changes she's noticed since Sandy is the ocean itself.
I think Sandy has really changed Rockaway. You know, the waves have really changed, and I see that it's forceful. you know. I think it's really, I saw all the waves this winter, much bigger, much stronger, and it could be destructive.
Down at the beach, Kevin Boyle, the editor of the local paper, the century-old Rockaway Wave, is on a lunch break. He's snapping photos of the construction, documenting the immense recovery.
It's what I consider the most important time in Rockaway's history, the next few months and next couple of years.
For now, everyone's waiting for Memorial Day, May 28th, when the beaches officially open. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.
Visit WNYC.org for photos, maps, and other stories from our series, Life After Sandy. For WNYC, I'm Richard Hake.